All right, the story today is taken from the very, very first pages of Scripture, and the name of it is called The Consequences of Rebellion. It's a little challenging because I have to read something, or maybe I'll just tell the story as best I can. Way long time ago when God made the world, God planted a garden in eastward in Eden. And so this is going to be our representation of God. He planted this beautiful garden in Eden. Here's a picture of it. Of course, it was even more beautiful than Pastor Vasily's garden out on our acreage, and even more pretty than this picture. It had everything. It was perfect. And, you know, he made people to go and enjoy that garden. He made, the first man ever was Adam. Y'all have heard of Adam. And hang on just a second. What was their clothes made out of? Light. So this is what this is representing. And that's because they were perfect and the weather was good. It was like San Diego, where I was born, where I'm from, California. But anyways, it was even better than that because there weren't mosquitoes. And it was perfect. It was perfect because God does everything perfect. And so God said, I'm going to put a little test for Adam and Eve there because I need to warn them of a mistake, a bad thing that happened in the universe called sin that we're in the middle of a giant experiment about. So God said, I'm going to warn them. This is a message of love and hope. This tree is where they're not supposed to eat from. And so he told them, Adam and Eve, all of these things are for you to enjoy, but I do need to warn you that there's been an emergency and that there's an evil person, being, you know, Lucifer, that is now wandering and meandering, and he could come to you, but only through this tree. So if you stay away from the tree, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. But you know how it is. Time went on, and they maybe forgot a little bit of what God had warned them about. And I guess, you know, one day it so happened that Eve was out. I think she wasn't consciously trying to run away from Adam. She just got busy and wasn't paying attention and listening to the Spirit's voice that we all tend to sometimes ignore. And she meandered off and came up to that tree, and probably Adam was out, you know, fishing or something, you know, whatever they did there. Maybe hunting mushrooms. That's what my husband's people do. They hunt mushrooms. So, because we know they're not going to be killing the fish in heaven, so it's a good thing to start learning to eat the mushrooms now and not the fish. But anyways, that's a lecture for another day. So, wait a minute, this is ahead of the story. So then, the thing is that, you know, God didn't tell them who was going to tempt them. He just said, stay away from the tree. Thou shalt not eat from the tree. In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt what? Do you all know that story? Thou shalt surely get your hand slapped and go, oh, sorry, you did a bad thing. Thou shalt die. Sin will enter into your heart and you'll become a different creature. But they didn't quite listen too good, and Eve was like, having a nice time. And you know what? Back in those days, the snakes could fly. They were shiny and pretty and beautiful, and they kind of caught her eye. And this one came cruising on by and landed in the tree and says, maybe he crawled up, I don't know. But he started talking to her, and he said, I can trick this woman because I can do what God can't do. I can lie. I can deceive, and I can make it sound good. He decided that cunning and deceit would do what force could not do. God told them that if they endured the test, they would be in favor with God and the heavenly angels. But if not, they would die. And if they did not eat of the tree, God finally would place them forever beyond Satan's power. I cannot wait for that day. Hallelujah. It's coming soon. But we get to do it now. We get to choose not to be following his words now. Satan was not to follow them around. He could only access them through this tree of knowledge. So he did that. He got up there as a serpent, and he said, come on over and taste this food. It's going to be good. I'm telling you, it's the best in the whole garden. And she said, no. We're not supposed to eat from that tree. But, you know, he said, look, I'm eating it. I'm fine. In fact, smarter now than before I ate it. You know how Satan does that. Just eat the whatever, and then that's one of the biggest things is our appetite, right? But Jesus taught us to overcome that even by the 40 days of fasting. So we can learn about that in health class later on. So anyways, at that time a serpent was the beautiful creature, and he come up there in that tree and he tempted her, and she took that fruit. And then, you know, Adam was supposed to be her protector. He was a representative of God. He was, you know, they got to talk to God too, but I'm not calling him bad, but I'm saying I think there's probably guilt on both sides of the situation there, that they both were not paying attention to God's warning. And I think it's a reminder to all of us in our marriages, with our families, our siblings, we need each other. And we need to recognize, I am my brother's keeper. I do need to visit the people that aren't here today, give them a call and pray for them, but do more than pray for them. I need to love them. And only God can put that love in our hearts to be sacrificial. And that means I need to sometimes help my husband in the garden. I don't like doing that. I'm a physical therapist. I work with geriatrics. But God said, go love your husband, maybe just 30 minutes a day, so you can still have a job and do what you love doing too, because I'm a person too. So anyways, the end of the story is that Eve ate the fruit, and Adam came up to her and said, hey, what are you doing? And she said, come on, it's really good. And for a few minutes, she really felt like God. She felt a rush of emotions of, this is cool, I'm not dead yet. But after that, they got cold, and the leaves started falling off, and the flowers started dying, and they started hating each other and seeing each other's faults instead of loving each other, and it was ugly. So they went and hid. They felt guilty, and that was another thing that was introduced, guilt and shame. And instead of confessing and forsaking their sin, which is the scriptural admonition, what did they do? Do you remember what they did? They went to a fig tree. We got some of these in our yard, and they picked off those big old branches, and they ate the fig trees, baby. You gotta have some figs. I got some at home. I forgot to bring them, but I'll bring them next time. And he's probably not on solids yet, but anyways. So they made them some fig trees, branches, and they hid, and they covered themselves up, and they went in the back of the forest, and they hid because they felt dirty, shame-filled, ugly. That's what sin does. That's what Satan wants us to feel like, and we don't have to, because Jesus paid the price for that. So God came after them and asked them, hey, what's going on? And Eve said, well, Adam said, that woman you gave me told me to eat the fruit, and I did. And then Eve said, well, that snake you gave me, he told me it would be okay. And God said, I'm very sorry you listened to the lie. That was a lie, and I did warn you. I still love you, and I still accept you, and I receive you, and I will even send my son Jesus to die in your place. So the lesson of the story is, it is better to obey than to sacrifice, and stay close to those that God has given you to be your family. And most of all, because sometimes family fails you, just stay close to Jesus. Don't wander from his voice. And he'll tell you to go back to the people that are safe. Okay, thank you so much for coming, and you can go back to your seat now.